I'm Latina Envy.
And I'm She's a Her.
And this is Talking Queens, where
we react and watch, and you, well, we watch, you listen along as we react to Canada versus the world.
And this is a special episode because I have not watched the latest episode, so I'm blind reacting, so this is gonna be my authentic reaction, so y'all can stop calling me a fake bitch. I'm just kidding. No one has. At least I don't think.
I'm excited, so I watched the episode, but I'm excited to see your reaction to the episode, because it's pretty, I know. Like a gay-y episode.
I want to know.
So, we'll get into it, that way we can get this reaction going, and you can hear Latina's authentic reaction the episode.
I saw a couple of their, like, fashion, or, like, the runway. It was plaid or flannel.
Plaid,
okay.
If it was flannel, no, it was plaid.
Plaid, okay. Yeah, it was plaid, and I saw silkies, Victoria's, and I saw Vanity's that I can remember, and Raja's, I think. I saw it on some drag
okay.
Instagram page.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to, like, if you are on, like, Instagram or Twitter, or even Facebook. People, I'm not on Facebook that much.
Me neither.
But it's pretty hard to avoid some form of a spoiler
when
you're on, like, some platform, because it's going to get spoiled.
So, right now we're down to 6 queens, and we had 9 to begin with, so...
Yes.
Oh my gosh. This is kind of top-tier competition.
Yeah, we're getting down, because, like, there's this episode, the next week, and then we're already at the finale. So
I don't know if I can handle this.
Yeah.
So one goes down next week, and then, wow. Yeah,
then we're down to 4.
Oh, my God.
And then if it's like Canada versus the world, if it's like UK versus the world, there'll be like a lip sync battle between the 4 to decide the winner, which with this cast, we all got like pretty good lip syncers, like Vanity, Raja, Silky, Isis.
Raja. Did you say Raja?
Yeah. I'd say the only two that I'm like, if they get like a comedy song, then I can see Victoria and Rita doing well.
But Victoria, on her, I know she didn't last very long on UK, but she did lip sync for her life and for the win on her.
She lip synced for the win.
Yeah. And then, and then she just got hurt.
And then she got...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But she was a pretty good lip syncer. I don't think she was terrible. And she could do the splits. I think anyone who can do, like, a stunt is like, oh my God.
Yeah.
10 points for you already.
It's kind of an easy, like, thing to do to, like, get a reaction. Not saying that it's, like, easy to do.
It's going to sound like I can barely
even stretch. Yeah, it's something like a raid. It's not, like... Clearly, I can't do any of that, so...
Yeah. I stretch every day just so I can see if I can learn how to do one, but...
Okay.
I have not practiced. I don't even know how to do a cartwheel. Like...
I don't either.
In general. Like, I've never learned.
Yeah. So. I kind of realize at this point, like, I'm going on 30. My body is, like, not, like, what it used to be. Well, no, because I, like, swam... And then I was a swimmer, and I hurt my shoulder, and then I was in the military for, like, 8 years, and that does a number on your, like, back and your knees and stuff. So, it just... And then just life stuff, you know? We're human, so...
Wow. You really went through it. I was just chubby. I mean, I'm still pretty chubby, but that was my excuse.
Well, it's not Victoria's excuse, so, bitch. True.
Oh my gosh.
And Silky can do the splits, I'm pretty sure.
I went to a fundraiser yesterday at 5, and oh my gosh, I think this is the best drag show I've been to in a minute.
Okay.
It was Amateur Queens, and these little babies, they aren't actively looking for, like, bookings. They were vet students
who were... Oh, it's a vet show.
Yeah, for G-Safe.
Okay.
And oh my gosh, like, these kids... just went out there and did their thing. And I thought, oh my God, I remember when I first started drag, and I was so, like, shy and had no confidence. I had no, like, idea what to expect. And these kids just went out there and did their thing, and we had legends out there as well, like some of the local queens, the Mirage family, or the Lynn. Is it Lynn Mirage now?
I don't know.
I don't know any.
I don't know.
I don't stay up to date, I guess.
Because I'm not on Facebook. I'm not really on Facebook either, so I don't really keep up to date.
I, like, come on Facebook, and, like, three people have, like, brand new names now, and I'm like, oh, so.
Is that a read to me?
Well, kind of.
I'm the name changer.
I was just trying to throw some shade at you. No, but oh my god, it was a great show for a great cause, and if y'all went or are looking for more little events, definitely follow us on Instagram. I like to promote as much like fundraisers as possible, just for because sure. I didn't have that sense of community when I was younger, and so now that I'm out, I want to do my part.
Yeah,
in sharing. So that's for just sure. Like my little bit.
That's great. I didn't have that sense of community either, and so I try to actively gatekeep it and make sure other people cannot have those experiences either. So I am a rotten bitch. I'm like, I didn't get it, neither will you.
Neither will you.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I love a good fundraiser. And yeah, follow us on our social media because we'll share fundraisers or like there's a lot of fundraisers for like a lot of things, like, you know, like the vet. The UW vet show, and then there's also a lot of like gender affirming surgery fundraisers, which are really important to show up to, because bitch, medical expenses for anything is a bitch.
I know I have GHC calling me all the time. They're like, yo, pay your bill. I'm like, I know, I'm going to, just like let me just suffer and in, like, silence. Leave me alone.
Yeah, especially since, like, especially a lot of, like, gender-affirming, like, procedures are not covered by, like, insurance. Like, I'm getting laser hair removal, which I'm still on the line if I even consider it. And yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I kind of, like, gaslighted myself and thinking it's not a gender-affirming process. Oh, but it is.
Yeah.
And that's not covered, and it's not something that's, like, cheap. Like,
not at all.
So, yeah, make sure you go and support people that, like, need to have fundraisers and stuff, because it's a great way to give back to the community and also help people live their most, like, authentic life.
Yeah, and, you know, there's power in numbers. And also, if you have or know somebody that needs help or needs resources, definitely, like, reach out to us. We can do our best to help set up drag shows.
Absolutely. Like, or we can get, we can get them with people that can get that process started.
Yeah, or any kind of resource. But let's start.
Yes.
It's the comedy challenge. Are you funny? I know last time you said you weren't ha-ha funny.
I am funny. I consider myself one of those funny people where I'm funny accidentally. Like, I'm funny just in my, like, own, like, life. If someone is like, be funny, then my mind will go blank and I'll be like, if I have to write jokes, I can never do stand up.
Yeah.
I'd be horrible at stand up because I'm just so in my head about, is this funny enough? And I overdo it too much. I think we talked last week, I don't know, two weeks ago, episode 2, I think it was. About like comedy and stuff. A lot of my comedy that I do in my show is largely improv. I have an outline of like the vibe I'm going for, such as like I have this mix where I'm like a drunk like housewife. Like I have a loose mix of like what I am. Like I'm a drunk housewife during these like parts, and like I do different like things, but large amount of it's like I play off the audience and I play off the energy of the audience. I play off like how I'm feeling that day. Like if I'm feeling a little like crazy because it's like a Friday night and I want to get a little goofy, then I'll get a little goofy. If it's like a, you know, I don't know, like a Monday night show and you're, like, a little, like, exhausted, then maybe I'll be, like, a little, like, ditzy and dumb. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, you just kind of improv it. So, like, this challenge where I think it's, they're doing a stand-up comedy, I would be in the bottom.
I've always been told that stand-up comedy is easier when you create, like, an outline and you kind of do it as a storytelling.
That's a great way to think about it.
I have, like, I write down a lot of things in my notes and that are like funny things that have happened to me throughout like my day or week or month or whatever, or like little funny like things that just pop into my head. And so I have like all of these jokes, but I don't have like an outline for them. But if I was prepared, or if I had like the, I don't know, I'd want a coach to like coach me to do it, because
for sure.
I don't know. I think I have the potential to be funny, but I'm also not the kind of person that's like being like, I can't be funny like in that moment. Like,
yeah,
it's more like a conversational funny, or like I said, storytelling. Like,
exactly,
I can be funny in storytelling.
Yeah, I think everyone has the potential to be like comedic. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I mean, we've seen it on Drag Race so far.
Well, yeah, for sure.
We've seen the queen that's like, I'm not funny. Like, I am not a funny queen. And then they're actually really funny. And yeah. It's just unlocking. I find a lot of people just are not funny because they are terrified of embarrassing themselves.
Yes.
And you have to realize that, like, it happens to me too. Like, even during my comedy numbers, but, like, before I go out, I'd be like, oh, like, get in my head about it, because I'll be like, oh, am I looking too stupid? And then I'm like, no, that's the point, is to make people laugh. Mm-hmm. And if you look stupid and people are laughing, they're laughing.
I was going to say.
If they're laughing at you, with you, about you, it doesn't matter. People are laughing. That's your job. It's nothing to be taken so seriously. So just vibe, have fun, and laugh at yourself. Sometimes, like, the funniest things are, like, laughing at yourself, how stupid you are.
Yeah.
Because everyone's, like, I don't know. It's, like, a common thing that we all share as humans. Like, we all, like, have our, like, brain freeze moments, or moments where we're like, wow, that was, like, really cringy. And that's, like, the most relatable, like, stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, she's just reading me. Last week, she called me poor, and now she's calling me stupid.
Oh, my God.
What's next? You know, I'm here for it.
We'll see. Stay tuned for next week. It's always off of the challenges.
It is.
So, next week is a, what's a challenge in Drag Race? Makeover. I'll say you're bad at makeup.
I mean, maybe.
You're not, though.
I did some girl's eyebrows yesterday. She looked so cunty.
Yeah.
I stamped my eyebrows right on her.
Oh, love
she
that.
Looked great. I don't want any drag babies. I don't think I have enough experience to, like,
yeah,
adopt a child or take a person under my wing and, like, teach them about drag. But I definitely wouldn't mind, like, helping mentor anybody. Mm-hmm. I know I have a couple. I have two people that reached out to me recently who want to learn about makeup. I'm like, oh, maybe I'm not, like, the best. Well, so I'm always cutting myself short. I always tell myself that I'm not as good as I am because I don't believe that I am. But then I, like, look at my pictures, or, like, I, like, self-validate myself later. I'm like, you know what? I am. I'm good. Like, I need to stop doing this. Like,
for sure.
And there's a reason why people are reaching out, because they think that I'm good, so.
Exactly. Yep, you just gotta have confidence in yourself, mm-hmm. and, like, that's something I do, too. Like, yeah. I really, like, I'll, like, browse over photos of me and being like, oh, my God, like, I'll just nitpick down to, like, I'll zoom in on that brow, and I'll be like, this little, tiniest little pixel. Yes. Was not, like, clean cut at the bottom of my brow, and you can't even notice it when you're not zoomed out. And I'll, like, zoom in so far and be like, this is imperfect. Mm-hmm. This is horrible. Why am I doing this? Clearly I'm bad. And then I'll go back onto the Instagram page, and I'll see a photo of, like, Got Mac, and I'll be like, well, I'm shit. Like, it's like, no. Like, let's be real. Like, you're fine. Stop comparing yourself to people. Stop overanalyzing yourself. Like, no one sees that. No one's noticing. And guarantee you, most celebrities, like, do not look that great. Because I thought there was a photo shared of Lady Gaga. It's like famous, like, her liner that she does. And there was an edited photo. And then there was one where it really looked like. And it wasn't as it was crisp and clean. But it wasn't perfect. The... And that made me be like, ever since then, I've been like, okay. Like, a lot of what you see from, like, people you think are, like, MUAs or, like, makeup gurus or stuff like that, there is some form of editing going into that photo that you see. Their makeup is still really, really good. There's still a little bit of editing happening, so.
It's that face tune.
Yes, the famous face tune.
The famous face tune.
The famous face tune.
It's funny because I don't think I've ever face tuned my face, like, for any instrument. I like being authentic. I like watching, like, the growth.
Yeah.
Like, and you can't grow if you, like, don't start off as, like, a booger and, a like, booger. See yourself, like, as a booger.
For yeah. sure. So. I don't use it to, like, change anything. I know there's some people that change to change their face. Like, they'll make their nose smaller. Mm. So that I don't do that. I do edit my photos a little bit because, let's be real, everything on, like, social media is fake.
Yeah.
Everything about drag is fake.
What?
Like, you think my hair is real. You think these eyebrows are real. You think this big lip is real. It's not real. So I'm like... You can edit your photo a little bit because if I have really bad wrinkles in my forehead. Mm-hmm. And so in a photo, like, I want to just, like, maybe smooth that area out a little bit.
Yeah, I totally
I don't think that's not changing my face. Yeah. Like, so that's where I'm like, you can use, like, stuff like that. And also, but if you're one of those queens that, like, face tunes their face for filth, like, have at it.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is, like, that's also, like, drag. Yeah. Kind of. Like, you're living in, like, a... Drag is about living your own world of, like, exaggerating your idea, your character's idea of mm-hmm. gender.
Yeah.
So if it's being face-tuned, like, the fuck out, go at it.
Go at
like,
it.
I love sure. that type of stuff, too. Yeah. So have fun. And speaking of face-tune,
that new app.
The AI stuff.
Yeah.
Now, that's, like...
That's,
like...
I feel like that's art, though. Like, that's yeah. kind of like an art, like...
That stuff is wild. I did it.
You did?
And I had no idea what to do because I do so many different types of mugs.
Mm.
And I do so many different of bases. So I do like my natural base. I'll do like an all white. Or I'll do red. Mm-hmm. Or I'll do a lot of blush. And so when I dumped all those pictures together, it turned out some like really like alien-esque, artistically looking stuff. I haven't posted them because I feel like... kind of weird being like posting those photos because it's not like any new makeup that I did.
Yeah,
but
just maybe I will. Trend.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, I haven't tried it. I haven't like been on social media this last week as much. Just like to just casually like look and like check my notifications, but I haven't been scrolling. This was like my stick to myself week. So
love that.
Yeah, And I've been really tired. I've been sleeping a lot. That's why, like, this last week's episode came out literally at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. Working with kids literally drains me. It's great. I love them. Don't get me wrong. But
that will drain anyone. I don't have the energy mm-hmm. to work with children. So anyone that does, props to you. And then... But also, like, this weather.
Yeah.
This weather's not really a weather where you're, like, you wake up in the morning and you're, like, Let's go.
Absolutely
it's
not.
It's dark, it's like cloudy, it's cold, mm-hmm. Now it's snowing wet. Like, it's like, ugh.
I know. I was like, I walked out of my house walking over here and like, I look so kind. I'm walking, strutting. It's just wet. Like,
just wet.
And I'm wearing like this faux fur like vest. And like,
oh my God.
By the time I only live like half a block away. And before I crossed the street, my, like, faux fur was, like, a little damp. I'm like, this is giving wet
no.
dog. It's giving wet dog, not cunt.
You're like, fuck.
She's just a wet bitch. Like, yeah. nothing crazy.
But, winter's not drag friendly at all.
Like, winter de Brat?
Like, winter.
No, I'm just kidding.
Winter is very
drag friendly. She is friendly. So drag friendly.
She's extremely drag friendly.
She is actually one of the makeup artists that I, like, stalk and... on Instagram a lot,
okay.
And like we'll zoom in on her face because I love her mug, and it like I've watched her
stamped.
Do her makeup, and she's like, yeah, I'm like a perfectionist. I like try to like get it as crisp as possible, and like, oh my God, it is amazing. She's so talented.
She's very talented. Mm-hmm. I was doing makeup with her for a gig in a hotel, and she was just like chilling on the floor doing her mug. She did it so fast, so clean,
oh my God.
And then she's like, oh, this looks horrible, and it was like. No, this looks like great. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Meanwhile, I'm over here being like, doing my mug, and I'm like, fuck up. I'm like, well, that's just going to be the mug for tonight. And she's over here half the time, more beat, but we love it.
We do.
We love it.
All right, so let's get started. All right.